Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. As a Christian ministry, we have often had a desire to meet the needs of individuals in a number of different ways. Of course, one of the ways that we try to meet the need of information. A lot of people are curious as to what the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints actually teaches on a lot of issues, and they want to know how to respond to their Mormon loved ones and Mormon friends regarding the things that they have learned. Another need that we want to meet is the need of those who are struggling with their LDS faith. And if you've been to our website, mrm.org, we do have an article that deals with those who are struggling with their Mormonism, that are having a lot of questions not only about what the church believes or what leaders in the past have said and done, but now what do they do with that information? This is one area where we've been wanting for quite some time to have a place where people can go to share their frustrations, to ask their questions, to ask their concerns. And so coming this October, on October 10th, if you live in the Salt Lake area and you are one of those Latter-day Saints that are struggling with your faith, or perhaps you've just come out of the Mormon Church, you've already recognized that it certainly is not the only true church on the face of the earth, as it claims, and you want to talk to somebody about that and don't feel safe talking to a lot of those that are close to you right now, we're here for you, and that's what this meeting is all about.
Bill, just the other day, I was at Sandra Tanner's bookstore, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, which is right across the street in Salt Lake City from the baseball park where the Bees play. And sometimes you and I will go in there on Saturdays, and we, from 1 to 5, will be there. And I had a couple come in, and they ended up sitting down. There are chairs there to be able to chat. And we get this all the time. They just wanted to talk. They had just left the church in January, had been lifetime members, and have had their entire family basically disown them, even the children. One of their children was going to have a grandchild, and they were just really concerned about this. And what they said is so very typical. When they were telling me their story, and I said, well, I've kind of heard the same kind of story from many others. And the lady looked at me and she says, are you serious? Our story is not unique. No, your story is very much like so many other former Latter-day Saints who have struggled with their families and just confusion. And I think one of the things that you and I want to do, and we haven't done this in Utah. We did this in San Diego when we lived there many years ago, and just have not yet done a support group. And we want to put together a support group that will help the people who are either just leaving or have left, but are having all kinds of struggles. And sometimes the most powerful thing that can happen in people's lives is to be able to understand they're not the only one who is going through the situation they are.
And unfortunately, the Mormon Church has found itself in a situation to where now all this information is just flooding the internet and flooding the news media and such. And I was making a comment to a friend the other day that it's amazing to me how some Latter-day Saints are going to adamantly defend this religion no matter what. But at the same time, they are defending a religious system that just tomorrow could totally betray whatever you tried to defend them of the day before. Mm. What I mean by that is, how many times have we had Latter-day Saints, for instance, deny that Joseph Smith had more than one wife? Well, the church betrayed them on that. Even though it's not something that has been totally hidden, so the church always has that plausible deniability that, well, if you only knew where to look. My response to that is, really, if you want to be honest, church leaders, with your people should have just as much an understanding of Joseph Smith's plurality of wives as they understand the first vision account. Just about every Mormon I've talked to knows about the First Vision account, as bogus as that part of Mormon history really is, but they still know that story. They all know the story about Moroni and the gold plates. Well, if this is a part of Joseph Smith's life, shouldn't members also know about that and be just as ready to be informed about that as some of these other aspects of Mormonism? If a Mormon says no, it's only because they know that part of history is troubling to most people.
And one of the things that has caused many Latter-day Saints to consider leaving this church has been the information that's been going out in the last few years from the church itself, from Salt Lake City. We have what are called the Gospel Topic Essays. We have pictures of the stone used by Joseph Smith to put into a hat to translate the Book of Mormon, being admitted by the church. And that bothers a lot of Latter-day Saints.
And I think it needs to be emphasized that the Mormon Church is not doing this because they wanted to volunteer all this information. I tell you something, it bothers me when I hear, for instance, even Stephen Snow, who's the current historian of the Mormon Church, try to give the impression that, well, we're just trying to be transparent. The only reason that the church is trying to be transparent now is because they got caught. There's no way that they can hide this information any longer to a vast amount of its own members.
I think we would call that damage control.
It's exactly damage control. And so I hope if you're a Latter-day Saint and you're looking at your church so favorably because they're volunteering this information, they're really not volunteering the information. They've been compelled to come up with this. And even that same Stephen Snow that I mentioned earlier admits as much when he says that the internet has changed everything. You cannot hide this information from the membership any longer. So they have been compelled to come up with this. And this is why the Gospel Topics essays have been produced. Again, I wish they would make that information much more easily accessible than just the website. I wish they would probably put these in the Ensign magazine, for instance. That probably would be good.
Good point.
Now, certainly some of these things are coming out, and we know that in October in the Ensign magazine, they're going to be talking about the Seer Stone. And of course, that has certainly been a topic of controversy in recent weeks. But that's even another issue that how many times have we had Mormons say, he never used a seer stone. He had the Urim and Thummim that was buried with the plates, even though they can't recall a picture of him in recent years of him ever looking through these stones in order to translate the Book of Mormon. But they know that story.
Yeah, they do.
See, there again, they know that story because that part of the story has been told in various Mormon publications. But a lot of this other information has not been emphasized, and it blindsides a lot of Latter-day Saints. And Christian, I don't think you can really understand, and I will even admit myself, I've dealt with this for over 40 years, but I was never a member. And as much as I've been close to a lot of Latter-day Saints that are in this type of a situation, I have to admit myself, I can't even imagine all of the emotional things that a lot of Latter-day Saints are going through when they find out that their whole life, their whole religious life has been a lie.
Everything they believed in. And that's disconcerting, of course. And so many people end up running to atheism or non-religious philosophy rather than understanding that it's possible that Jesus really is who he is. And it's possible to love Jesus, but not Joseph.
And that's the whole point of wanting to get together with some of those. If you're, again, we want to mention that if you're in the Salt Lake area on October 10th, we're going to have a gathering asking those who are struggling with their Mormonism or have even recently left the Mormon Church and just want to get with other people of like mind and like concerns and like struggles and just to talk and to hopefully encourage you and to allow you to meet others that are going through these same similar emotions that you're going through.
And we're not looking to do this as a one-time meeting on October 10th, but we want to find out from the needs of the people who come to this meeting, would they like to meet regularly? We're not sure. We want to find out monthly, bi-monthly, but how would we like to do this maybe in the upcoming months? And what we want to do, Bill, in this meeting, this support group, we're calling it, is to provide a safe environment where confidentiality is a priority. And that's very important because there's a lot of people who are very sensitive about this. They have a lot of family who won't understand them wanting to go to this group or even leaving the church. So maybe you're somebody who is in the position of thinking you're going to leave and you don't know where to head. This might be the meeting for you to attend. It's a chance for people to ask questions. We want to be able to have this group in the future to express their frustration and doubt as well. That's one of the things that a lot of people who have not been a part of this kind of situation before, they may not understand you if you're a former Mormon and things that you're saying are gibberish to them. And so we want to have a place where there's people who are going through the same thing that you are. And then finally, Bill, we like to introduce the possibility of having some kind of a study of some kind. We have some different ideas, but something that would maybe positively instruct people on how to better understand Jesus and the gift of grace that's available through him. If we can do those things and fill a need that I think is pretty big here in this Utah area, we want to do it. So if you're interested, October 10th, it's going to be in the Sandy area. Here's how we'll let you know more of the details. You need to write us at contact@mrm.org. That's our website, mrm.org. So contact@mrm.org. If you would just tell us a little bit about who you are, your name, and who would be coming, so we can kind of expect that. And maybe a paragraph, just tell us a little bit about your background, your story. It will be kept confidential. And that way, we'll write back to you and we'll give you the location and the time, because we want to make this a meeting only where these kinds of folks would be able to come.
Yeah, it's more for people that have more recently come to realize that there's problems with Mormonism. Maybe in the past year or two, it's not for those that left like 20 years ago. And also, a lot of Latter-day Saints that have found Mormonism to be false and have drifted off into atheism and are quite happy being atheists, this isn't that kind of an environment. We're looking for people who, as we say, have lost faith in Joseph, but they don't want to lose any faith in Jesus.
So again, it's October 10th. You can go to our website, and on the front page there, you'll be able to see the article that explains more of these details, or just type in Support Group Utah into the search engine, and you'll find this article. But contact us. Get back with us. contact@mrm.org, and we would love to be able to have you come.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wondered where you can go in downtown Salt Lake City to browse the largest inventory of Christian books on the Mormon religion? Well, the answer is the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located at 1358 South and West Temple, just across the street from the Smith Ballpark. Whether you're looking for a basic introduction or a more scholarly work, Sandra Tanner and her staff will assist you in finding the appropriate resources so you can better understand the LDS religion. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore also carries dozens of books that Sandra and her husband Gerald have written over the past five decades. This includes their comprehensive work, Mormonism, Shadow or Reality. So, once again, if you have questions about the LDS faith, there is always somebody behind the desk who would be more than happy to assist you. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 1 to 5. Remember, when in Salt Lake City, be sure to come check out the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located right there at 1358 South and West Temple.